You're now listening to From the Jump.
Welcome to From the Jump, your source for all things hip-hop, Christmas edition. Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment below saying, I subscribed, and we'll try our best to reply to your comment. I'm Syllable. This is my co-host,
Mr. White.
And we're here to talk about America's favorite president, at least some of America's favorite president that isn't racist as fuck, Obama, and his playlist. So every year, President Obama releases a playlist of some of his favorite tracks that he listened to over the past year. And so we're going to talk about the hip hop selections out of Obama's playlist for 2021, the recovery year from the past year of craziness for 2020. Right. So we got some dope artists on the list today.
Yeah. And I mean, this playlist started back in 2017. And he's released it maybe twice a year. I think he does a summer playlist as well as a winter or Christmas playlist. People definitely started checking for it. He has a nice mix of Americana, country, rock, soul, funk, as well as hip hop, which is normally what is not usually seen as part of a Christmas list. So it's cool that you have someone who's tapped in into the culture and not just all dry and buttoned up as presidents usually have been in the past. So let's, I guess, get into some of those artists that you want to highlight off that playlist.
Yeah, let's dive in. So the first song is Go Down Deh, which is Spice featuring Sean Paul and Shaggy, which so I think you had some history there with the dancehall era and how some of these artists emerged from that.
Yeah, Sean Paul was really huge back in 2003, 2004. He ended up at one point landing a cut with Beyonce and definitely had some really good cuts when you went to the club. That was kind of the predominant music at that time. And then dancehall obviously got big again when Drake kind of reemerged with it. And then we all know Shaggy from It Wasn't Me, the very popular cut of basically him excusing himself from his lady, even though she caught him in the bed cheating. His phrase was, it wasn't me. So him and Sean Paul teaming up to do a track, is it that odd at all?
The original Kanye shrug before Kanye shrug.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that was such a big hit. And it's still a big hit. It Wasn't Me. It's still a club banger. I don't know if it's necessarily my taste, but at the time when that came out, it was great. So this song kind of, it just follows that trend. It's in the same vein, same fashion. They're not mixing it up. They're bringing a very Afro-Caribbean.
Yeah, very Caribbean vibe.
With the drums and with the pacing of it. And these guys are fun. You know, that's just the type of music they make, fun music.
So let's talk about that vibe and let's talk about President Obama. So I don't know about much about what happens to presidents after they stop being president because the media stops like drone circling their life with 3-minute updates, right? So I don't know. I'd have to look up to see like where he's living at, what he's doing. But I'm curious, like, what's the environment that he's listening to go down deh? Like, is he, we all know that
Obama is as cool as it comes. I mean, this guy used to smoke Newports on the White House lawn and basketball. So I think that he's probably dancing with Mrs. Obama or, you know, with a group of other people who are also as colorful as him and having a good old time.
Former President Barack Obama and his family have completed the purchase of a $11.75 million waterfront house situated on 30 acres. It's basically a vineyard home. So he's probably dancing on this 30-acre vineyard home, right, with First Lady Michelle Obama, listening to Go Down Deh. Maybe he's got some grapes he's feeding her, like, you know, got some $30,000 wine bottles. You know, he's getting down. He's getting down.
Yes. Yeah.
I could just see that.
No, it's accurate. I don't see anything else. They probably might have even some formal dance training, so they might be getting down really good. So, It's a fun track, and I think it definitely fits his personality. I'm not shocked that he's listening to Go Down.
Yeah, got that laid back vibe, you know. But he's also he's got the wealth that rappers floss about in videos to seriously flaunt that. I mean, how are you gonna come up against some of this? Well, you may have got a Harvard degree, but I mean, I was president. You know, like, how do you?
Yeah, he's part of a hyper elite group.
Yeah, you can't really. I mean, no matter what happens, he will always be president the rest of his life. I mean, he's always gonna be President Obama, and that's pretty fly. Next song is "Freedom," John Batiste. Now, I'll be honest, because I don't front, I actually have not been listening to John Batiste for years or whatever. I'm not his number one fan on Instagram. I haven't really heard of him until he just came into the spotlight, you know, in fairly recent times. But I like this track. The choreography of the track is pretty dope, and I can see why Obama would like it, because the dude's in a suit. It's clean cut. He's got all these dance moves.
Okay. And I also want to say I haven't checked out John Batiste's catalog. I know he's up for several Grammys, but it definitely seems to fit the brand of music that you would picture Obama listening to. He wants to have a very uplifting spirit. I don't think that he's going to have too much in his playlist that doesn't
21 Savage
ideology. I mean, you know, he probably listens to 21 Savage too, but that doesn't, I don't know if that makes his list, right? Like, yeah. He's put out something that he feels like is a part of him that he wants people to identify with, even if he listens to the street stuff. He's like, here's a track by John Batiste, "Freedom." This will bring, you know, something out of you and maybe encourage you to move forward and get some things done. And that's the type of music that John Batiste seems to make. It's right on par with, you know, a lot of revolutionary spiritual type music. So I think it's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at President Obama, and he's a very well articulated man. I know he definitely borrowed from Nelson Mandela with some of his speeches, but it works, right? And so that kind of clean cut, uplifting vibe, you know, I can definitely see that, because even after being president, he's very conscious after all that time in the Senate and being president of the public opinion, being able to realize that his voice is powerful, and what he chooses to endorse, so many other people will just because of that. So, which is also why it's dope that he has his playlist. Like, all right, see what the president's up to. And next up, we have the song that we've already reviewed as part of our reaction. And if you haven't had a chance to check this out, check out our Nas King's Disease 2 reaction video, where our episode there, we talk about the album in length, but we talk about Lauryn Hill's verse there on "Nobody." And so that was a very powerful track. I'm not surprised Obama likes that.
Not at all. Nas is definitely somebody who I would see definitely aligning with Obama. Yeah, he grew up in a middle-class Hawaii lifestyle, but he's not one to shy away from his Black roots and also trying to identify with the people that come from the streets, because he knows that there are good people who come from the streets. His wife didn't grow up like he did. Mm-hmm. And I think he believes in the youth of America, as well as the people who were formerly criminals or had to live a certain type of lifestyle. He believes that people can be reformed, that they can change, and that there needs to be messaging around those things. And of course, the "Nobody" track is a very somber track, but it does highlight the struggle, the suffering, and some of the things that need to be talked about when it comes to the Black community, Black artistry, things that are kind of difficult to talk about, but they need to be spoken on.
Yeah. And the message is to overcome, right? The message is that, you know, we won't be silenced. And Lauryn Hill is talking about how, you know, despite the fact that she's had to turn the cheek blow for blow, like, she's still doing it, right? She's still here. And I like that. So I can definitely see Obama picking on that vibe, because, you know, he's actually been one of the most realest people we've ever had as president. That's had these moments that we catch. So we see these memes of it, whether it's like the fist bumps or the real talk, or he's doing a PSA and he's like, you know what, let me just lay it out for you. And he's been very real. So
Obama's definitely somebody who's had his character question a lot throughout his history, him being one of the youngest presidents, or the youngest, I believe, as well as him being Black, and then them questioning whether or not he was actually an American. A lot of that stuff, them questioning his religion.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because none of that should really matter.
No.
But that is the type of stuff that happens, and no other president in history, besides maybe a Kennedy, had to go through that much scrutiny in order to get into the office. And then even throughout being in the office, he's always considered such this dark, maniacal figure. And I don't agree 100% with all of his policies, but I'm not going to go Lupe on him and say that he was a bad man. He is somebody who put his best foot forward, tried to pass laws that he thought made sense, and for the most part, stayed away from any major scandals.
He did it all with style for gas and all that stuff. Charisma.
Yes.
He did it all with style and charisma because he's got that swag that no other president before him or after him so far has had. I'm just sorry. No one has Obama swag. Next up, we got Rumors with Lizzo featuring Cardi B. The track is hot. The track is a hot track. A lot of body positivity, a lot of women empowerment there that I think, I mean, it's a dope track. I can see Michelle Obama, really grooving to that with Barack and dancing to that. Maybe they got their kids in the room and they're having a lot of fun dancing to that track.
Well, if we know anything about Cardi B and Lizzo, without, the track aside, they are going to come with some very strong messaging for women.
Yeah.
They don't care. It's unabashed. They're not going to hold their punches on what space they think women should be in, how they think they should operate, move, look, so on and so forth. So this is just another track that exemplifies that. It's Rumors. So, of course, they're talking about people talking about them, but not really knowing them well enough. And from a musical standpoint, it's grade A.
It's a phenomenal track.
When Cardi B comes, she's going to have that fierce NY flow. Lizzo's going to come in with a very aggressive sound. But also, if you listen to her on a track, she still sounds very feminine, right? That's something that I think you can't take away from her. Even if you don't, you're not in love with Lizzo for whatever reason, she's musically talented and that's what got her to where she is. She is a showman, and that's something that a lot of musicians need to learn from when it comes to music, that it's not just about having the hardest bars. I think it's, a lot of times people miss the intangibles of their favorite artists, all of the different things that they're capable of doing. And it's not just limited to going out there playing an instrument or speaking out some lyrics and whatever cadence and tone you're using. So Cardi B and Lizzo, they're going to snap, right? I would agree. It probably made the list because of First Lady Michelle. But Barack's probably, he's not hating it. He's not over here like, this is trash. Like, I don't know what this is. This song.
Well, I mean, so the art of performing is really what it comes down to. No matter who you are or what your messaging is, you got to have that stage presence, and they got that. They got that in bucket loads. So the last track that we're going to review for Obama's playlist for 2021, the winter season at least, in the hip-hop section, is one of my favorites. So featuring Mo and Moray and his Back in Blood track. Now, I've listened to a few of his tracks, since The Quicksand, and they're good, but they haven't reached me like this one did. And when I heard this one, I was like, okay, I really respect Obama's taste in this, because he's singing and he's got auto-tune on his voice, and not all rappers actually can sing. Not all rappers should use auto-tune, but this Moray is great. It's wonderful. It's a dope track. Probably one of my favorite tracks to end this year with.
I would agree. And rest in peace to MO3. I actually had a chance to be a part of a show that took out here in Austin, Texas, called Jump On It. It's a pretty big festival. He was also a part of that show, and that was during his up and coming phase. There was also B.O.B. on that show. It was, I obviously had some other last cuts, but the last cut I was really into was a song with him and Kevin Gates, and they just crushed it, man. He has that soulful rap singing voice. Him and Moray fit very well on that track together. I don't really think a lot of people got a chance to get into him. He's from Dallas, Texas, so maybe, MO3 would have had a chance to be as big as Moray is doing. I felt like he was already there, in terms of the streets. Moray's still building his career, but it's good that they're matching him with artists that make sense for his sound, right? And I think that Moray is still building a really good career. I don't see any issues with him. I don't see any issues with him having a long, prolific career, right?
No.
I know if he got J. Cole in his corner, it's the way he's going to fall off, right?
And
Obama's continuing to endorse that.
Obama,
This guy's fly. Like, I like this stuff that he's making. It makes sense. It's not just the typical rage, gun, drill rap that you're hearing right now.
And I agree with all that. And I think that's why it was dope. And that's what it appeals to me, is it's not such a, you know, copy and paste formulaic pattern. Like, he's coming up and he's talking about how he's got to fight between these conflicting forces of being the son that his grandmother loves, but at the same time, there's murder in his blood, right? And he's trying to balance these two elements while he's out in the East. You know, he talks about this girl that, you know, is not acting the way he wanted her to act because she didn't trust him or whatever's going on there. But he's also rapping about the fact that, you know, he's got these haters now on his back, but he's not afraid to respond back. But at the same time, we know that he moved out to Florida, I believe, to get away from some of the gang activity that was threatening his family. So, you know, he's returning to a little bit of an edge here on this track, but at the same time, you can tell he's still balancing this out with the fact he does want to protect his family. He does want to make sure that, you know, he's not disrespecting his grandmother. So levels to it. I love it. It's dope. The audio engineering on this was above par. And I'm not surprised that President Obama has this on his 2021 playlist.
Yeah, I would say that overall, Obama does a great job with these playlists. I'm not necessarily saying that this is my favorite one. I don't really know how to rank them. I think some outlet tried to go out and rank these. If you want to do that, let us know what your favorite Obama playlist is. Or maybe you don't like Obama's playlist. You think his musical tastes are trash and you're just going to say, hey, Spotify does a better job with their random automated playlist than Obama does. Go ahead and feel free to like and comment on the video and dislike it as well if you don't. I mean, they kind of took that away, but
that's fine. Don't dislike our video, and if you do, we will find you in the streets. But Lizzo makes a great point when she was talking about how Obama included her on the playlist, which she said, you don't got to go viral to be recognized as great music. She says, like I was saying, there's amazing music that isn't viral, that isn't charting, that don't have a TikTok trend. My music touches people. Don't believe me? Ask Obama. I'm like, that's a nice tagline to include as part of your
repertoire. She's got it all. We've talked about a lot of artists here on this list that have very high emotional intelligence. I think that's what he values in a musician. He's not just judging you based on what your content is or isn't. He's trying to see if do you have a very good balance in how you deliver it. So it's beautiful that she recognized that and is saying that this is a honor to her and not just taking it with a grain of salt, because it is. I want to be on President Obama's playlist. Mr. White, M1STA.
Sign me up.
All outlets. I don't care which song it is. I mean, please.
Syllable. You know, you
can Syllable check as well. We got Mr. White and Syllable have a song together. You know, Rep My City. Please put that on the
list. You can check out Rep My City. President Obama, you can check out Can't Get In My Way, soundcloud.com/syllable. We can link it up, but put it on your playlist. But either way, please, you know, hear it from the Jump Hip Hop Podcast. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We know tomorrow is Christmas Eve, so you're going to prepare with your family. Stay safe, stay strong, end this year on a good note, and we want to wish you the best here at
From the Jump. Peace.